Just
That's okay.
can you be more specific? Which group are we talking about exactly? If it's not Nusra, which group is under the umbrella of cessation of hostilities that you said that it was a violation of the cessation of hostilities when the regime and the Syrian forces attacked?
I mean, those are the groups that have already been defined
there
by
are several
the
groups in Aleppo. Which group are we talking about?
So really, the only groups, well, largely speaking, the groups outside, it's almost easier to say it that way, outside the cessation of hostilities are Daesh and Nusra.
Yes, but
they did not sign on to that. They're not part of any proximity talks. They're not part of the HNC. They're not part of this political transition process.
The thing is, there is no only monolithic structure within the FSA as well. So, is it Ahrar or is it, let me put it this way, is there any group that the Russians and the Syrians are attacking that at the same time are working with the U.S.?
Is there any group that the Russians and the Syrians are attacking that are at the same time working?
Cooperating with U.S., yeah.
How I would put it is that it's more a matter of if they are attacking those members of the Syrian opposition who have signed on to the cessation of hostilities, then those are violations of the cessation of hostility. Does that make sense? I mean, that's more how I'd put it rather than we're supporting.
Of course,
we've been supporting different groups within the Syrian opposition insofar as, you know, helping them develop as a political structure, helping them, you know, develop their civil society structure, all those kinds of aspects. But for you to say that, you know, it's easier for me to define it as we would have a problem with any violations against any member by another member of the who signed up to the cessation of hostilities, because that's obviously endangering the cessation.